We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I wanted to bring Aaron on, Aaron Borgman of Arrow. He does work with Arrowhead Pride. He's had a lot of experience with injuries in the NFL. I heard Aaron last night, and I want to bring you in, Aaron. I heard you last night, and at that point, I was like, oh, I want to get Aaron on today because I want to ask him a couple of questions. And the major question that I want to know, is there any chance? Because the first thing I thought was, man, this ain't just about this year. This needs to make sure that nothing, that this can't be a chronic thing. Is there any chance or any way you could see a RG3 type of a thing? The Robert Griffin III thing is what came to my mind. Any chance of that?
Well, yeah. First of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. And your concerns are valid for sure. What we need to understand is different structures, okay? Different mechanisms of injury. This isn't near as what we call catastrophic in the industry as what RG3's was. I don't see that type of situation playing out with this, based upon what we know so far.
So he misses, let's say, the next four games, and he gets the bye as well. Let's say it's 38 days off. What's the difference between 38 days off and sitting for the rest of the season? What's the difference in that knee if he comes back this year and if he doesn't?
Yeah, so obviously the MRI report today, based upon what we've been told, is saying that all things came back favorable. Well, what does that mean to you guys and to the general public? That means most likely that there wasn't a ton of ligamentous damage on the inside of his knee, something called the medial patellofemoral ligament, the thing that holds the kneecap in place. When that's really highly damaged, you can get really ongoing recurrent dislocations. Now, there's still a chance for that. Hopefully, based upon what we've been told, that the chances for that go down with a little bit of rest, a lot of rehab, a lot of swelling control, and they're going to obviously see how he responds.
Aaron, I'm curious of this because I'm just sitting here thinking my reaction when watching it, and I'm curious your reaction from your eye. When you first saw it happen, you saw him laying down and then you saw how they approached him, and then later we saw they had popped the kneecap back into place. What was going on in your mind? What were you thinking as you were sitting there watching it?
Yeah, so I kind of got a sick gift. I kind of know what I see when I see it. After all those years of working in the NFL, it's good and bad, obviously. My immediate thought goes to those ligaments that we talked about and the bony structures underneath the kneecap and the kneecap itself, because when those structures are damaged, that's when you can see a lot of time loss and, you know, major reconstructive surgeries, things like that. So I always go worst-case scenario and then work back. That's just kind of how my brain works and how I'm trained after all those years. So that was where I was at. And the fact that, you know, obviously he gets up, no cart, walks off, all good signs. So then you probably knock out all the bony issues out of your brain. So then you go to the ligamentous stuff. Now we're hearing that sounds like it's on the positive side of things. So all things considered, sounds like best case scenario so far from what we've been told.
All right. And I also am curious, this years of covering the NFL, or not just covering the NFL, but being around a lot of injuries and probably seeing injuries like this, is there any player, anyone you can remember that had an injury like this, and what was the timetable? And is this an injury where the timetable is the same for most, or does it depend on the player?
Well, yeah, first of all, it does depend on the player. A lot of people pointed out last night, and I'll copy off that same example, that Matt Stafford had this a couple years ago. I think he missed a couple weeks kind of in the same time frame that's been bounced around. What we have to take into consideration, and what I said in my article on AP, was that this is his right leg, okay? This is his plant or post leg, as I call it. And so that's a different set of circumstances than, say, you know, a wide receiver that has it, or a running back or something like that, because everything that he does is backward on that right leg. You're putting all your forces through it, all your weight through it. So rehab is going to have to be tailored to that, with that in mind. And that's what kind of makes it a special case as opposed to other positions.
Final thing I have for you, Aaron. Okay, we all understand that they're more than likely we will not see Patrick Mahomes in the next three or four games. Okay, we've accepted that. But when we see him in 5 weeks from now, can we breathe easy? Can we just watch and enjoy the MVP quarterback, or do we have to sit on the edge of our seat worried about that right knee?
It's an excellent question. I think it's a valid question. Any joint that you ever dislocate, elbow, shoulder, SC, or kneecap, there's a higher chance of re-dislocation. That's a real thing. That's a fact. The kneecap tends to be more so on those side of things. Now, they're obviously going to test this during rehab. They're going to put him through his paces. I would expect some sort of bracing to be involved. I know this. If he's back out there, he's at least safe. You know, that's one of the tenets of what we did in the NFL. You don't put a guy back out there if he's not safe. Now, safe, effective, there you get in your gray area. So is there a chance of re-injury? Absolutely. Is it going to be likely? I think we have to kind of judge that based upon how we see him moving. I think that's not something that we can really answer fully right now. I do expect that he may be a little bit limited, especially in the beginning, but we'll just have to see.
All right, thanks a lot. Aaron Borgman, contributor to Arrowhead Pride, and has a lot of experience with NFL injuries. We thank you so much for joining us, Aaron.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.